I'm going to tell you how I, the ugliest guy ever, turned the two hottest girls of my school into my girlfriends. It all started in 11th grade when I couldn't focus in class because the girls were too hot. I think they competed for who could wear the least clothes without being expelled from school. But unfortunately, I was both poor and ugly. My nickname was Mr. Maggot, and girls were disgusted by my acne. I absolutely hated life until our school switched to an online grading system. It took me less than 4 hours to bypass the firewall and gain administrator access to it. Suddenly, I could change the grades of anyone in our school, so I decided to give Rocco 4 D's on his report card. You see, Rocco was a big bully, and one time I saw him telling his girlfriend,
"I don't care what plans you had, you will sleep in my house tonight."
Ironically, 1 week later, it came out that he had cheated on her with another girl, and they broke up. Anyway, one day I saw Molly, the hottest girl at our school, crying on the floor because she had failed her exam. I knew I could rescue her and said, "Hey, do you want straight A's on your report card?"
"Of course. I'd do anything for good grades."
I pulled out my laptop and showed her that I had full access to the school's online grading system.
"Oh my god, that's so cool! I always knew you were smart. And thank you so much for helping me out. You were such a nice guy."
Well, I didn't say I'd do it for free.
"Oh, so what do you want in return?"
Oh, I had many things in mind, but I was too shy to tell her the truth, that I wanted her. You see, some guys are funny, some guys are confident, and I am the guy that gets you good grades. I had a lot to offer.
"What if I pay you $100 each month?"
"I don't want money, but I will send you my address on Facebook. My parents aren't home tonight, so you can come by anytime. I am looking for something serious." I turned around and left, wondering if I had just made the biggest mistake of my life. What if she told everyone that I, the ugliest guy in our school, had asked her out on a date? Oh, I knew everyone would make fun of me for the rest of high school. But right at 8 o'clock in the evening, Molly came to my house dressed in a super hot outfit.
"Hey, do you like the way I look? I hope so, because I spent 3 hours on makeup, just for you."
Wow, this was the first time a girl had ever flirted with me. We decided to watch a movie together, and Molly made me put my arm around her.
"Have you ever kissed a girl?"
Before I could respond, she already went ahead and put her lips on mine. It was absolutely awesome! However, the next day in school, Molly acted like I didn't exist. Was she too embarrassed to show herself with me? I didn't like it, and pulled her to the side, saying, "Let's make our relationship official."
"Oh, please don't. People wouldn't understand why I'm dating you. They all think you are weird."
"Right, but that will change once they know I'm dating you. Everyone will think I'm cool."
"Oh, but you shouldn't care about what others think of you."
"Exactly. From now on, I do whatever I want. And right now, I want everyone to know that we are a couple." So the next day, we came into the classroom holding hands, and everyone was shocked, especially Rocco. He even asked Molly,
"Why would you be with him? Is he extorting you?"
"No, I think he's smart and funny. That's why I love him so much."
Oh, it felt so good to see Rocco get mad. His small brain couldn't process that Molly was more interested in me than him. He came over and grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, saying,
"If I find out you were forcing Molly to date you, then I'm gonna end your pathetic life."
"Ha! Are you jealous?"
"What? No, I just care about Molly's well-being."
"Don't lie. You cheated on your ex-girlfriend. You treat women like trash." He took my pencil case and threw it across the room, but I didn't mind. I knew I had won this round and pulled Molly on my lap to kiss her. I just couldn't resist showing her off and provoking Rocco. But that was a mistake. Afterward, he told everyone in school that he wanted to beat me up, which meant I constantly had to hide from him. I felt like a complete loser again. Well, at least until Molly told me,
"I've spoke to Rocco's girlfriend, Miranda, today. I asked her if she would dump him and date you instead if you got her straight A's on her report card. And she said yes."
What? Was my girlfriend organizing me a second girlfriend? It felt like a dream come true. And the next day, Miranda came over to my home asking,
"So, you can get me straight A's?"
"Sure, and afterward, you can get into any college you want." Miranda was gorgeous, and I could tell that she was actually attracted to me. I think it's because girls like powerful men, and I had lots of power over her grades. I gently pulled her in for a kiss, and she absolutely loved it. But then I had to interrupt her, saying, "Did you already break up with Rocco?"
"No, not yet. I'm too afraid that he gets angry at me."
I told her to give me her phone. Then I took a selfie of us two kissing with our tongues touching and sent it to him. This was the perfect revenge for everything he had ever done to me. He responded with some verbal threats I can't repeat here on YouTube. But that wasn't all. Molly joined us, and I took a group photo of them two kissing me on my cheeks. I uploaded it to Insta and knew that this photo would turn me into the coolest guy at our school.
"But aren't you scared of Rocco? He will kick your ass for stealing his girlfriend."
But I didn't care. I had more important things to focus on. And when I got back to school, all the guys wanted to know how I had gotten two girlfriends at the same time. Some of the cool guys even let me join their clique and promised to protect me against Rocco. But I gave Rocco two Fs on his report card anyway, so he failed the year and had to change schools. Meanwhile, Molly and Miranda got straight A's. They stayed my girlfriends until the end of high school. Afterward, Miranda moved to a different city, but Molly and I are still a couple today. I mean, I'm not the hottest guy, but I know I'll get a good job after college and take good care of her. I guess she's pretty lucky to have me as her boyfriend.